It is John Gibson. It is the Morning Digestion for this October 4th. So here's the deal. I mean, the impeachment thing is going absolutely crazy. And I'll just give you a heads up. I ran down all the impeachment stories of any consequence on the list and links, and I'll go over them in just a second. But I also have a section called Non-Impeach. And this is sort of a rundown of the major papers that are so involved in the impeachment thing and what other stories they have. And you know, I put this on there so that those of you who are sick to death of this impeachment already, and it's just started, so you know that I'm not skipping over stuff that's of real importance to you. I mean, the New York Times, let me just run down the non-impeach first. Hong Kong. Yeah, I mean, okay. Chicago taxi drivers getting screwed. Basketball in India. Johnson & Johnson baby powder, some kind of problem. A 16-year-old rapper, some kind of deal. Iraq protests. Rick Perry may quit. Pope Francis is making over the church in his own image. A Pakistani rapist killer. The SpaceX Mars rocket. And this thing, if there's one thing that's sort of emblematic of the New York Times and the way it treats everything else in the world, it's its 36-hour feature. You know, 36 hours in Madrid, 36 hours in Paris, 36 hours, as if, you know, what? People go someplace like this for a day and a half? Anyway, this is 36 hours in Boone, North Carolina. That's all they're going to give Boone, North Carolina is 36 hours. The Washington Post, climate change in Siberia. Hong Kong is going to ban masks, because they're using facial identification to identify the protesters. SCOTUS takes up the firing for being gay or trans. CNN won't run a Trump ad. Sports Illustrated to lay off 40. Photos from the New York City Bowery in the 70s. Boris Johnson and Brexit something. Guy sues another guy who had sex with his wife, and the guy wins. I mean, this is what else is in the news. So, all right, so let me go back to impeachment. First of all, they are screaming bloody murder. I mean, it was one thing for the Ukraine. There's this transcript of Trump saying to Ukraine, do me a favor and investigate the Bidens, will you? Then it comes out yesterday in, somewhere like the South Lawn, those things he always does. He is walking to a helicopter or something, and there's a million press people standing around. He stops and answers questions. So I ask him something about investigating the Bidens, and he says, well, the Ukraine should investigate them. They're involved in major corruption. That's what he says. And China should investigate them too. This has to do with Joe Biden taking his son Hunter Biden on Air Force 2 to China on an official visit. Joe Biden goes off and talks to Xi Jinping or whoever. And Hunter Biden goes off and talks to a bunch of billionaires. And let's face it, there's no billionaire independent of the Chinese government in China, and walks away with $1.5 billion pledge to fund his hedge fund. $1.5 billion. So Trump says they should investigate it. Oh my God, Trump is asking a foreign country to investigate his political rival. He's self-impeaching. New York Times says he's self-impeaching. Axios runs a piece called Trump's Impeach Me Strategy. Go ahead, I double dog dare you. Washington Post said that Trump said no Zelensky meeting unless the Ukraine opened probes into Biden and so forth. Now, this next bit is raging on the news right now. And I'm telling you, I follow this stuff pretty closely. And if you lose me on this, you lose the rest of the country. I am positive. Trump diplomats push Ukraine for Biden investigation. That's in the New York Times. The Washington Post is running the texts between two diplomats about Zelensky coming to the White House, and he wasn't going to get a meeting unless he opened these investigations, and something about withholding the aid unless he did it. I mean, this stuff is in the weeds. And they're making a big deal of it on CNN and even on Fox. And I'm telling you, my eyes glaze over. This is crap. I mean, they may think they have Trump nailed, but if this is what they're nailing him on, oh, please. Oh, by the way, Ukraine is going ahead with the investigation of Burisma, which is the company that Hunter Biden was on the board of directors. That's in the New York Times. Washington Post says it's an audit. But anyway, they're going ahead. Back to those diplos and their texts. One of them said it's crazy to withhold aid. And the other one said immediately in the text, I think you misunderstand what Trump said. New York Times, another whistleblower, this time on Trump's tax issues with the IRS. Axios did an impeach headcount of Republicans in the Senate. Trump only needs 34 Republicans out of 51 to head off a conviction. And they say that there's just no way that that he would lose. Now, this is interesting. David Brooks, who's a New York Times columnist, writing about this impeachment stuff, he calls his column today Conversations with Flyover Man. Flyover Man is you and me. And the headline is Why Trump Voters Stick With Him, Conversations with Flyover Man. Now, an imagined conversation. So this is a conversation between Urban Guy, UG, and Flyover Man, FM. Urban Guy says, I hope you read the transcript of that Trump phone call with the Ukrainian president. Trump clearly used public power to ask a foreign leader to dig up dirt on his political opponent. This is impeachable. I don't see how you can deny the facts in front of your face. Flyover Man says, I really haven't had time to look into it. There's always a fight between Trump and the East Coast media. I guess I just try to stay focused on the big picture. The big picture is this. We knew this guy was a snake when we signed up, but he was the only one who saw us. He was the only one who saw that America we love is being transformed in front of our eyes. Good jobs for hardworking people were gone. Our communities in tatters. Our kids in trouble. I had one shot at change, so I made a deal with the devil, and you'd have made it too. Nothing in this impeachment mess makes me rethink this bargain. If people like you are unable to acknowledge my dignity and see my problems, I'll stay with Trump. Urban Guy says, the big picture is the U.S. Constitution. It's no man is above the law. We can't live in a country which our leaders flagrantly commit high crimes and nothing happens. Flyover Man, I get it. He said some stupid crap on a phone call, but you're going to undo my vote for that? I wouldn't even rank this among the top 25 worst things he's done, and I'm a supporter of his. Listen, do you remember those months just after the election when people like you were briefly curious about people like me? You sent your reporters out on wild safaris into the hinterlands to interview Trump voters. You read Hillbilly Elegy. Back then, it was fashionable to say that Trump is just a symptom of real problems in America. He's the wrong answer to the right question. It didn't take you long to lose interest in all that. Now we're just a block of concrete you call his base. Now all you care about is Trump, not his supporters or the issues driving us. Your whole media is Trumpocentric. Anyway, it goes on and on. I think it's pretty good. And I think David Brooks for once sort of hits the nail on the head. Okay, so that's all the impeachment stuff. Politics, the baby. A woman stood up at an AOC event and said, the Green New Deal isn't enough. We've got to do something now. We just have months. I think we have to start eating babies. We can't have all these babies. We've got to eat them. Turns out she is a plant by some pro-Trump fringe group. Mayor Pete barnstorms New Hampshire with homespun virtue tour. I'm kind of like Seinfeld, you know, nothing wrong, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not sure gay really plays everywhere in America. I'm just not sure. Biden stuff. I mean, let me amend that. Yeah. I mean, we all know gay people. And fine. I don't discriminate against gays, but I just think Pete Buttigieg out there with his husband is, you know, I'm not sure that America is ready. You know, I'm just not. Maybe it will be sometime, but I just don't think so now. But anyway, and also he's young and he's full of crap. Wall Street Journal, Biden fundraising slows. He only raised $15 million in the last quarter, way behind Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. San Francisco Chronicle, Biden at DiFi's house in San Francisco for a fundraiser doesn't hit back at Trump. Politico makes Biden look really old, says that's his big problem. They run a picture of Biden that's like, oh, man. You guys, you found this on purpose, didn't you? I mean, it's he's kind of bending his head down, you know, it's thinking or something. And, you know, that's kind of stringy look of the back of the neck of really old people. Oh, man, it's bad. Politico, Democrat oldsters, that's Bernie, Biden, and Warren, get new scrutiny after Bernie's heart problem. Politico, Trump running anti-Biden ads in early voting primary states, like spending millions, and he's got millions to spend. Politico, Biden campaign manager warns Fox, don't run that ad. You know, it's all about Hunter Biden taking money and China and Ukraine and so forth. Politico, Trump is winning the Chiron war with Biden. What you're talking about here is that the lower third in television coverage, what's called the Chiron, is often saying, you know, Trump attacks Biden for corruption, stuff like that. And even on CNN, you know, the Chiron war is not doing Biden any favors. LA Times, Kamala struggles in her home state. It's no damn wonder. She's awful. I went over the non-impeached stories. The economy, 136,000 jobs in September, lower than expectations. That story is everywhere. In the San Francisco Chronicle, get this, California wineries think a recession is coming, so they're cutting back on wine production. That's a top story in the San Francisco Chronicle today. Tech, New York Times, Attorney General Barr pushes for access to WhatsApp messages. Those are the ones that are supposed to disappear instantly. Washington Post, Zuckerberg defends being a billionaire. I wrote millionaire here on the list and links, but it's billionaire. Also another in the San Francisco Chronicle, Zuckerberg says traffic and housing costs are holding up Facebook growth in the Bay Area. Okay, so good, get out. But on the other hand, where the hell are they going to go? Going to ruin life somewhere else? Page 6, which is the gossip column in the New York Post, the WeWork executive X got fired. CEO Adam Neumann, he's a billionaire. He's a freak. And he and his wife decided they wanted to live on Fifth Avenue among the other billionaires. And all those buildings there have co-op boards that sniff you over before they allow you to buy. And the co-op boards are saying, don't even apply. We're not going to pass you. You're a freak. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Okay, so this is in the New York Times. It's a story called The Eve Babbitt's Revival. See, I have to go into my personal life here. Well, first of all, there's, for some reason, millennial women have decided that they love Eve Babbitt. Who is Eve Babbitt? Well, Eve Babbitt is a woman I knew, and a lot of people knew, in 70s Hollywood. She was famous for many affairs with everybody that you could have an affair with. Not me. I was scared to death of her. I thought she was crazy. She was having an affair with a friend of mine named Dan Wakefield, and I saw what she put him through. And she wrote a bunch of books, Eve's Hollywood, and a bunch of things about, you know, life in Hollywood if you're Eve Babbitts. And this is becoming a revival among, she's being worshipped by millennial women. And I must say, this is what happens when you weren't there, when you didn't live through it, when you're just looking back. You know, reading books and stuff, you get a kind of strange vision of what was going on. So anyway, there's an Eve Babbitts revival going on. Eve, you know, she had a terrible problem at one point. She was lighting a cigarillo while driving her little Volkswagen Beetle and dropped the match, and the skirt she was wearing went up in flames, and she suffered a bunch of burns, and she's been kind of a recluse ever since. And, you know, I felt bad for her at the time. I don't understand the Eve Babbitts revival. Let me just leave it at that. An insurance tycoon hires PIs to check up on women who caught his eye. He's in big trouble for it now. That's in the Wall Street Journal. Page 6, a gossip column in the New York Post. Robert De Niro shows up at Sharpton's birthday bash. For God's sakes. Bobby, this while he's under attack for some kind of sexual offenses at his company. There's a lawsuit going on. San Francisco Chronicle, the San Francisco mayor seeking reelection doesn't deal with sidewalk homeless crisis. This is like, you know, San Francisco Chronicle writer, Heather Knight. She's pretty good. I like reading her. She says, what's wrong with this woman? Her name is London Breed. Should understand what's going on these streets. Okay, so I went long on this. All right, so just write me at host@johngibson.com. Call the bitch box, please, at 859-544-2766. That's 859's area code, Jay Gibson. We'll get you the number. And follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio. And if you see something you like, please retweet it. I always like to get more people following me on Twitter, which might lead to more subscribers, which I need. Does that surprise you? I need more subscribers. Just another day without you, non-subscribers. So go to johngibson.com and subscribe, please.